Torrential rain, biting winds, even the odd hailstorm. Shropshire's had a bit of everything thrown at it over the past week, which can mean only one thing. Yes, it's the start of the cricket season. Leather on willow as the sleet comes pouring down. Keep that thought in your mind, we'll come back to it later on. You're listening to the Shropshire Star's Sunday Supplement, a chance to reflect on the local news headlines from last week and to preview some of the big talking points coming your way over the next 7 days. Back in 1983, the Central Ordnance Army Depot at Donington in Telford was hit by a huge blaze. Ash rained down on the local community as some of the big hangars went up in flames. One of those local people was 7-year-old Ellen Paddock from Brookside, who played innocently with her friends in that ash, thinking it was snow. Last year, at the age of 31, she launched a legal fight for compensation, blaming the fire for making her one of the youngest people in the UK with lung disease. But sadly, before she could complete her claim, she passed away. On Tuesday, all eyes will be on Shrewsbury Magistrates Court when an inquest into her death begins. It's expected to last 3 days and could have far-reaching legal implications. Another courtroom hearing likely to hit the headlines next week involves the case of 42-year-old Wendy Walters, also from Brookside, who is charged with murdering Telford father Barry Evans last April. Mr Evans of Hurleybrook Way in Lee Gomery was found at Bembridge where he died despite efforts by paramedics to save him. The case kicks off at Stafford Crown Court on Tuesday. Now, the Shropshire Star's message board has been buzzing this week with reaction to a story we carried on Saturday, naming Telford as the world leader in the production of chavs. Naturally, this hasn't gone down at all well with the locals. The comments were made on a website called Uncyclopedia, which is a light-hearted send-up of Wikipedia. But it seems many Telford people aren't laughing. What's your view? Is it a justifiable criticism? Are Telford's civic leaders right to kick up a fuss about this slur on the town? Or should they just get themselves a sense of humour? Have your say on ShropshireStar.com. As we mentioned earlier, the cricket season has officially started, though you wouldn't know it by looking out of the window at the weather. Most of our local cricket teams reached for the woolly jumpers as their season got underway this weekend, and the Shropshire Star sports writer Chris Hudson has been looking ahead to what promises to be a fascinating season.
Well, the action should have got underway yesterday with some of Shropshire's top teams in action in the Graham Williamson Trophy, one of the big knockout competitions in the Birmingham League. Sides like Wellington, St George's, Newport should all have been in action yesterday, but unfortunately the weather, never been one to be kind to cricketers, has it? It struck again. It might be the first day of the season, but there was no action yesterday. Now, the league action doesn't get underway until next weekend, and on Saturday we'll see the start of the Shropshire Premier League. An exciting season it promises to be this year, when returning to the league after their relegation last year from the Birmingham League, and Much Wenlock making their debut at this level after winning promotion from the Shropshire League. The front runners this year, well, surely everybody's got to be talking about Wem. They won the league 2 years ago and they were very close to staying up in the Birmingham League last year. They'll be fancying their chances of getting straight back to the elite level at the first time of asking. At the other end of the table, well, the perennial strugglers of Market Drayton, they finally went down. This time around, there'll be a whole host of teams who will be hoping to avoid the bottom. Much Wenlock, of course, as the new boys will just be looking to get off to a steady start. Looking in the previous years, the new boys have done well so far, and I'm sure Much Wenlock will be confident of following in those footsteps. The Birmingham League doesn't get underway, of course, until May the 3rd, and there's a whole host of Shropshire teams in this competition this year. Wellington, the champions in the past, got relegated last season. They'll be looking to bounce back to the top level when they start their season in Division 1. The leading boys from Shropshire these days are Shifnal. They, of course, should have been in action yesterday, and as we've already commented, that unfortunately didn't happen for them. They'll be looking this year to establish themselves right up at the highest levels of the Premier League. Going into the league is Oswestry, champions of the Shropshire Premier League last season. They'll be looking to make a splash in Division 3. They've been an impressive outfit for a number of years in the Shropshire Premier League. They've gone close many times. They deserve their crack at this level. I'm sure they'll go well.
That's Chris Hudson from the Shropshire Star Sports Desk. School and post office closures are never far from the headlines at the moment, and this coming week will remind us just how strong local feeling is still running. There's a public meeting at Hadnall on Thursday, where locals will be out in force to oppose the closure of their local branch. And up in Bayston Hill, residents will be going to the polls to voice their views on the proposals to merge their two local primary schools in a village referendum. I think we know what the results are likely to be. Are you a television viewer? Will you be switching on to Emmerdale tomorrow? Well, if you do, keep your eyes peeled for a Shropshire connection, which has brought fame to a small corner of Nesscliff. Emmerdale's King family are currently embroiled in a rubbish collection battle in the ITV soap, and that's where JWS comes in. The props department from Emmerdale contacted the company to see if they could supply a small refuse lorry for some of the scenes, and the company was delighted to oblige. The lorry made its debut last Monday and is expected to feature on screen again this week. From the small screen to the big screen, and there's a big month ahead at the cinema. May will see the eagerly awaited return of Indiana Jones in the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, a big screen debut for Carrie Bradshaw and her pals in Sex and the City, and a first outing for Marvel Comics superhero Iron Man. Thursday's Shropshire Scene, the monthly entertainment guide in the Shropshire Star, is a place to go for more details, and all the movies will be reviewed over the coming weeks on the paper's Friday cinema page. They say everyone has a fabulous invention in them, and this is the time to unleash it. Star Idea, the Dragon's Den style competition to reward county inventors, is running for a second year. And this year, there's a £5,000 first prize on offer to help the winner get their plans off the ground. The closing date for entries is May the 2nd. So if you think you've got what it takes, write to the Shropshire Star's features desk at Ketley outlining your idea. It's free to enter, so what have you got to lose? Ever since they gave Tony Blair the slow hand clap treatment, the Women's Institute has developed something of a reputation for straight talking. Their conferences are always fascinating affairs, and the Shropshire Star's Shirley Tart, who's been covering WI matters since the 1960s, will be at the County Branch's Spring Conference on Tuesday. Expect some spirited views. One thing the WI probably won't be discussing next week is the subject of men. Yet the fairer sex goes to great lengths to keep things secret from their partners. On Tuesday, the Shropshire Star publishes its monthly Star Woman supplement, and this one includes a special four-page look at some of the beauty tricks which the ladies like to keep from their partners. Push-up bras, leg waxing, facial treatments. Want to know more? Well, to tell us about it and to preview some of the other features in the supplement, here's the Shropshire Star's women's editor, Tracy O'Sullivan.
This month's Star Woman, yes, really is one for the girls. Our four-page supplement is called Men Not Allowed, and that is literally what it's all about. This is all the secrets that girls want to keep to themselves, their beauty secrets, their fashion secrets. So keep out, boys, because this is one for the girls. And if that's not enough, then we've got fashion galore, because Carrie Bradshaw is back. Sex and the City hits the big screen in May, and we've taken a look at all the fashions on the high street that Carrie would love. This is flamboyant, this is out of this world, there's nothing understated about it, and the best shoes you can imagine. Together with that, we're going to give you the chance to have the best beach body. We've teamed up with Welty and Shrewsbury to run a competition with a twist, really. We've got two of their top personal trainers who are going to give two of our readers the best kind of makeover in time for the summer. And it's got a bit of a competitive twist because they're going to go head-to-head to see who gets the best results. So we want two readers with a sense of fun who really want to, you know, get that new exercise routine into gear, but they also want to help us see who wins. And we'll be checking out the results later on this year. And then there's plenty more besides. We've got two young graduates who've launched a new online boutique. They tell us all about it, and they're focusing on the must-haves of tomorrow, basically the things that we don't even know yet are going to be trendy. So if you want to get ahead, check out Tuesday Star Woman.
That's Tracy O'Sullivan, women's editor at the Shropshire Star. And that's about it for another week. Just to say, don't forget to dust off your red and white bunting for St George's Day this week. And if you're planning a special celebration for England's patron saint, give the Shropshire Star's news desk a call. You could end up playing a starring role in next week's paper.